Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. You're going to be glad you're here because we got Stephen Baum back on the show. Stephen is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He is an outstanding coach to executives. He's been doing this now for a long time. He was a consultant and to other jobs. Once with the Booz Allen Hamilton folks. He's the author of What Made Jack Welch Jack Welch, and he's our good friend Stephen Baum. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim Blasingame. How are you?
I'm doing great. And a business leader, right? And one of the top business leaders in the galaxy, right?
That's an important part of my life. One of the most rewarding, fun things to do is coaching a group of business owners who coach each other.
Right, exactly. And well done. And we're the happy beneficiaries of Stephen's time there, his career, but as well as recently, because he joins us on a regular basis to talk to us about what's going on out there, what's happening out there where the rubber meets the road. One of the things that you've seen a lot lately, Stephen, is this issue of time and how we manage our time and how we feel about time. And most of us don't have enough time. We've got the same 1,440 minutes a day like as everybody does. But still, we just run out of days. We need an extra day in the week. But isn't that really because of us, not so much the clock?
Absolutely. And what's amazing is even the most successful guys, men and women, have this as a windshield hog. I mean, it's something they think about, worry about, feel all the time. Mm-hmm. It's leading a company is very hard work. It's frustrating, it's uncertain, it's stressful, it's time-consuming, it's even scary at times. But the common complaint is, I just don't have enough time.
Mm-hmm. And what they really should be saying is, I'm really not doing a good job of managing my time.
That's right. And time management, it doesn't quite capture it. It's time choices. Mm-hmm. It's what you decide to do with your time. And I like to think of it a little bit like farming for business owners.
Mm-hmm.
You got this crop of people. You got this time that's yours, as you said, so many minutes per day. And the only way that issue is going to change is if you do some farming, if you do some things that take some of the burdens off your shoulders and get other people doing them, and if you really think through what the CEO must do that nobody else can do, what the owner must do. Because a lot of these guys are basically doing middle echelon or lower echelon jobs as part of leading the company.
Mm-hmm. No, absolutely. And I'll tell you, it's really been interesting to me. It's been interesting to see how I have changed and grown as a time manager in my life over the last 25 years as a business owner, Jack. Stephen.
Yep.
Jack was the other guy.
Jack Nelson. He was terrific.
Yeah. Well, actually, his name is Jack Williams. Can you believe I called
him?
That's all right. Hey, Stephen. The thing is, though, as I've been a business owner now for all these years, it's been interesting to see how I have grown as a time manager and how I've learned about how to get things off my plate. And that's what you have to do, isn't it? You have to learn how to prioritize. You have to decide, okay, do I have to do that anymore? And the problem is for small business owners is most of us did all the jobs first.
Well, in fact, there's a couple of barriers to folks who run and own businesses. The first is they are fearful of the consequences if they don't micromanage.
That's right.
And I've had men and women tell me if I relax 10%, results will drop 20%.
Yep.
And it just isn't true. And they say, if I want it done right, then I have to do it myself or be right in the middle of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not a way to use your time wisely. And then the other piece of the fear of consequences of less micromanagement is they have this view that nobody on the team is good enough to do the things they do, mm-hmm. which is partially true, but until you've tested it, you're basically using time in a way that's not good for you. The other piece
hey,
of it
hold is... Hold on to that thing, that thought, Stephen, because I want to come back to that after the next break. But what I want to say as we go out is the problem that we have, the reason that, with what you just said, is when we do it, it's perfect. When I do it myself, it is perfect. When other people do it, it's not perfect. And what we've got to do as business owners, we've got to realize that perfect won't help us grow our business. When other people do it, they do it in an excellent way, but not perfect. We need to seek excellence, not perfection. 20 till. Right back with Stephen Baum after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.